Dillon Brothers has the best selection of new and used bikes in the heartland. What are you waiting for? They've got the bike. Make 2017 the year you grab your freedom.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Welcome back. Game time. 1620 of the Zone. 1620thezone.com and the 1620 of the Zone mobile app. Let's bring on our next guest. Creighton Athletic Director Bruce Rasmussen joins us now. Ras, how are you?
Great, Nick, and how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, and there's a handful of things I want to pick your brain on here, and you can be as open as you want here and what you're willing to share, but I'm curious what last week and the 24 hours of Wednesday afternoon to Thursday afternoon was like for you. You get the news that Coach McDermott is interviewing with Ohio State. What are those moments like for an athletic director?
Well, you hope you've done your homework ahead of time, and you hope you've done everything you can leading up to that. You know, I think loyalty is developed when people do things they don't have to do. So what always bothers me is when somebody's rumored to maybe be interested in another job, or somebody's interested in them, and they say, hey, we need to get together because there's more we can do for you. I don't think that's how you develop loyalty. I think that, you know, you want to be able to say at that point, we've done everything we can. You know, I would feel guilty if I thought that there was something more we could do when somebody is potentially on the way out that we couldn't do ahead of time. So, you know, when those things happen, as a former basketball coach, basketball coaches think in simple terms. Okay. So I think coaches are in one of three categories. They're either in the category that they're a coach that nobody else wants, and those are coaches you don't like to be in that position.
No, you don't want to be there.
they're coaches that others want, and you're continually turning over. Or they are coaches that others want, and they continue to be coaches that others want, but they're at your place.
Right.
And we've been really fortunate in men's basketball and in some other sports, frankly, that we've had a lot of coaches in that third bucket. Right. And that's a pretty good bucket to be in.
Ras, what were kind of at least the nature, you don't have to get specific, the conversations like between you and Coach McDermott when he was still kind of figuring out what he wanted to do? Because I'm sure there's an element where, hey, listen, you're his boss. But you guys are also friends. You guys can you understand what it's like to be a basketball coach. There are so many different layers that you probably are kind of processing through. What were those conversations like?
Well, I think you try to be honest with someone, and you know, I've always tried to be complete, honest, and specific. But I've never gotten into when I've met with a recruit, I've never told them our place is better for them than somewhere else. I've never told anybody about a job that our job is better than another job. Because I think that's a personal decision. It's like, who do you date? Who do you marry? What's a good job? What isn't? Yeah. What you try to do is go through and say, okay, from my perspective as an administrator and certainly now someone on the men's basketball committee, here's what I see. Here's what I see that's important. You know, here's, let's go through the issues. Let's go through pay. Let's go through visibility. Let's go through facilities. Let's go through, you know, the success of a program, the resources, the donors, you know. And so you try to talk from those standpoints. But as you already mentioned, it isn't like Mac and I don't talk a lot.
Right.
You know, we have conversations on a regular basis. So it isn't like you can tell him something that probably he doesn't already know, or you can even tell him something that is something different than what you've discussed before. I don't think it's as intense of a situation as some people think
right.
that it is.
Okay.
You know, you're not panicked. I'm not panicked. I don't think Mac is panicked. I think it was an opportunity that somebody wanted to talk to him, and I think it was good that he spoke with them, and it's great that he stayed.
Yeah. Hi, Bruce Rasmussen is my guest, Creighton Athletic Director. How much, having been a head basketball coach, helps you understand and deal with these situations where one of your coaches now is entertaining another job?
I don't know if it helps at all, but I do think that, you know, I've always said this, that we draw conclusions, and I don't care what it is. We can talk about the game last night. We can talk about our basketball program, we talk about great, whatever it is, we draw conclusions based on our level of information. And I don't think anybody tries to draw conclusions that are irrational based on the information that they have. We try to connect the dots. I just think that when you've looked at the animal from a lot of different perspectives, you maybe draw better conclusions than someone who maybe only looks at it as a fan, or somebody only looks at it as an administrator, or someone that only looks at it as a coach. I think you've seen the animal from a lot of different perspectives.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it gives you necessarily a better answer. I just think that your batting average is higher in terms of the conclusions you draw when you've been able to see more of the entire animal.
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, having been a coach and been involved with basketball maybe gives me a little bit different perspective than someone that hasn't.
Coach McDermott's line, he kind of kept saying to the media, and I'm sure he talked to you and threw it out there, was don't mess with happy with regard to his job right now. And obviously I think it was that sentiment that ultimately was a huge reason why he stayed here. That's quite an endorsement for not only you as an athletic director, but for Creighton University, the basketball program. Knowing that you're in charge of it all, how does that make you feel?
Well, again, I think sometimes the athletic director part of it is maybe overstated, but because there are so many things that go into developing a culture, and there's so many things that go into being happy, and you've got a family to deal with, you've got a community, you've got a university, you've got a staff, you've got supporters, and if he can have a great relationship with me, and if a lot of those other things aren't there, he's not happy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's a great statement of Creighton, Omaha, the culture that we have, the staff that he has, and the caliber and max comfort level with Omaha and the people who we need to be involved with the athletic department and men's basketball in order to be successful.
Right.
And so, you know, I think it's an overstatement to say it has a lot to do with me. It has a lot to do with a lot of different entities, and that's what makes you feel good.
Bruce Rasmus is my guest. Out of curiosity, do you always have a short list of candidates in mind in case something were to happen to really any of your coaches, whether it's Ed Service or Coach Booth, who's just done a spectacular job, or even Greg McDermott?
You try to.
Yeah.
You know, and you really, in the 24 hours, you know, when you think that you might lose somebody, you start making sure you refine, you know,
yeah,
your thought process and what the whole process of going through. You know, we've been fortunate. We haven't had to hire a men's basketball coach very often.
No.
So you want to make sure that, you know, you really have thought about the process. And that is, okay, what about communication with players? What about communication with people on campus? What about communication with boosters and the media and so forth? But Max said this from one perspective, and I'll say it from the opposite. You know, Max said, you know, situations like this force you to take a look at the situation you have. And sometimes human nature is that we take for granted what we have.
Right.
You know, the other side of that is it forced people like me, and I think I would hope that our, you know, people involved with the men's basketball program in whatever way, to make sure that we haven't taken for granted what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is an outstanding basketball coach who represents not only the mission of the university, it represents the culture we're trying to establish in Creighton Athletics, but I think Mac does a great job of representing his players and the supporters. And in today's age where we talk so much about student athletes and student athlete welfare, I think Mac's always been ahead of the curve in how he treats his players and the style that we play, the freedom that he gives his players, even though there's a lot of structure, as you know,
mm-hmm.
but how his relationship with his staff and his relationship with his players, I think, is transcendent. I think
amazing.
It will last for a long time, especially in this day and age. I think he's the type of coach that you want to have. And sometimes you take that for granted. And human nature is you got, you know, 9 things out of 10 right, and you focus on that one that's wrong. And all of a sudden, when you might lose that 9 out of 10, I think it forces you to take a good look and right. and understand what you have and that it's really, truly special.
Bruce Rasmussen's my guest. Rass, I mean, I think ultimately anytime a coach is taking over a situation, their goals are pretty simple. Build a positive culture, develop an identity and a brand that is fun to coach, fun to sell, fun to play in, and you want to win. And Greg McDermott's built all of those things at Creighton. Beyond that, though, what are you most excited about with the future of Creighton basketball? What has you, as you kind of look out, and you have your office, can look over the practice facility, when you see the guys down there practicing and working, what has you giddy about the future of Creighton basketball the most?
Well, I think we go about the process the right way. And, you know, you've been around me enough to know I'm more of a process guy than a results guy. I mean, if you run the right play and you get a shot and it doesn't go in, you can be disappointed that it didn't go in and it cost you the game. But, you feel good about the process. I mean, I felt that, and I had a tension of opposites, you know, in the game where Cleveland led the entire game. Kyle got a great look at it late in the game and missed it. If he makes that shot, Cleveland probably wins. But the reality is this. They did what they needed to do. They got the exact right spot, shot by the exact right guy, and it didn't go in. Right. So you can be disappointed with the result, but the process was the right process. And the thing that's most exciting to me is I think we can be competitive. I think we can be a national player in men's basketball on a regular basis with all of the revenue disparity that there is between the Football Five and the rest of us. And I think we can do it and have the culture that we want and properly represent the community and the university and still be successful. That's right. What has me excited.
Bruce Rasmussen, get you out of here on this as we switch gears to wrap this thing up. This has been awesome. There has been some chatter from Adam Silver regarding the one-and-done age limit rule, that they want to reexamine it and take another look at it. For you, as a college athletic director, what rule or what structure would you like to see in place for men's college basketball as it pertains to the NBA and an age limit?
Well, first of all, the rule isn't working, and the NCAA gets criticized a lot for it, but it's not our rule.
Right.
It's an NBA rule. And obviously for them, there are reasons why it has worked, because we're an inexpensive farm system for them. And but it doesn't help the educational process. If it were up to me, and if I could dictate, I would say that you can go and play basketball for money at any stage of your career. You can be a high school junior, and if somebody will pay to go, go. However, whatever, for every year that you use up as a, or you perform as a paid player, you lose a year of eligibility to be at the college level. So if you go and test the waters, you play overseas or in the NBDL or whatever for 2 years, and it doesn't work, you can come back to college and have 2 years left. But when you come to college, you are a student. First of all, you are a student primarily who also happens to be an athlete. So you make certain that you take part and you don't bastardize the educational process.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my thought.
That's pretty good. So, like, hypothetically, could Patton, let's say Patton played a year and then came back. Could you start and come back, or would you have to go right away and then come back?
No, you could start and come back. What would happen is, any way you want to have it. But if he declared he went for a year and let's say ended up in the NBDL, he got great money. He got NBA money, but it just wasn't a situation that worked for him, and he realized what he had at the college level. He could come back to Creighton or wherever he wanted to go.
Right.
But he would have now 2 years of eligibility left, because
gotcha.
He used a year at Creighton. He used a year as a paid player. He's got 2 years left.
That's a really interesting idea. By the way, you still hearing good things from the NBA people regarding Justin as a draft?
I have. Yes.
That's good to hear. Bruce Rasmussen, Creighton Athletic Director. Rass, this was awesome. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Nick. Take care.
You got it. Bruce Rasmussen, Creighton Athletic Director. That's interesting. Any year, you can go at any time. But if you go, right now there's a Lonzo Ball, for instance. Let's say Lonzo Ball just spent 1 year of eligibility at UCLA. Let's say he gets drafted by the Lakers. He plays for 2 years, and he still would have then 1 year eligibility of college if he wanted to come back. It's an interesting idea. from Bruce Rasmussen. That was good. That was really, really good. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. Still to come, we got a crossover to wrap things up. Got a thought? Get it in now. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.